This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Palace have now won their last three Premier League games away from home after that 3-1 win at Upton Park on Saturday lunchtime. And they're playing a Southampton team here, Derek, lacking in any real confidence at the moment. Yeah. They haven't scored at home since Dusan Tadic's strike. That was against Arsenal on New Year's Day, and lost to West Brom at the weekend. Bitterly disappointing for Southampton.
I know, and you look at the odds, it just defies belief again. Bookies seem to love the Saints almost as much as they love me. I mean, odds on again, and you just don't see how they are. I mean, they failed to beat, I think, West Ham at home this season. They failed to beat Swansea at home this season. They failed to beat West Brom at home this season. All went long odds on. And I'm back in Palace here at 9-2, just as I did in the FA Cup about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Remember that one? They won 3-2 at Southampton. I made it my bet of the day. And you know the form they're in right now. That result for them at West Ham at the weekend, when we suspected it might be a bit of an end of season clash for West Ham, it looked that way. Certainly not for Palace. They were full value for the 3-1 win. And I just don't see why they are around a 5-1, 9-2 mark. I just don't see it. I really don't. Everyone will be back in Palace here, including me.
Crystal Palace 9-2. That was that amazing day, wasn't it? That day in the FA Cup in the fourth round, which was a. I mean, there were some big bets landed, but it was a bookies benefit day, really. All those outsiders winning in the fourth round of the FA Cup.
Yeah, cigars were lit, weren't they? They were. Bonuses were banked. It was one of those days, wasn't it? I find it difficult to disagree with anything Derek said there, really. I mean, I was a little bit concerned about that Southampton stat that we gave before the weekend, where they scored one goal from 65 shots. Make that one goal from 78 shots on goal now in the last five. Don't know what's going on. I mean, I don't know why they can't score. I mean, I guess, you, like I said before the weekend, you could argue that sooner or later they might get a bag full, you know. But when you've got a price like 9-2 about a Palace team who, you know, he's got them going away from home. I mean, you know, like we said, he was sat in the stands for the Dover win, but they went to Burnley and won, they went to Southampton and won, they went to Leicester and they've been to West Ham. I mean, they're scoring goals, 100% record. Why desert them now? I might be a little bit of a cautious Colin here and surprise, surprise, and take Palace in the draw. Palace plus one at 11-10, I think that's a nice bet, because, you know, you're getting two results about a team who are flying against a team who seem to be losing their confidence by the game. You know, they're sixth place now, 46 points. You know, Derek made that argument before the weekend that they could, you know, they could even finish outside, or I think you were saying around 10th, maybe even outside the top 10. You know, the form team of the Premier League, or one of the form teams of the Premier League at the minute, they could overtake them. You know, they're 7 points away from them at the moment if they continue in the same vein of form. So, yeah, I'll go plus one. There's a little bit of a worry that Glenn Murray's obviously out because he got sent off at the weekend. He got two of the goals, didn't he, at the weekend? And he's been scoring goals. But I think they'll just carry on what they're doing. Jednak came back at the weekend. I think he's a massive player for them. That's another game under his belt. A bit more match fitness. I think he's such a focal point for this team. And he adds so much to it. I mean, I think, you know, Derek, when you look, Jednak sitting in the middle of the park, orchestrating things. You've got Zaha, Puncheon, Much, Bolasie and Gale up front.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, it's not bad, that, is
match
it?
Match winners, isn't it? It's
not
match
bad.
Winners.
Yep. I mean, there's pace on the break when, you know, Southampton are a bit ponderous. And, you know, we saw them what they were like against Swansea. You know, I can see why anyone going for 9-2 wouldn't put them off. I'm just a little bit concerned about Southampton's defence being as good as it is. We all know how good defensively they are. You know, they don't allow that many shots on their goal. So if they're just looking for a point here, they're the best team in the league in terms of allowing shots on goal. 9 shots a game they allow their opponents. And we all know how brilliant they've been defensively at home all season. They've conceded, you know, just barely any goals, really. You know, just great. You know, so that's a worry for me. The fact that they might just batten down the hatches and manage to keep Palace at bay. So plus one.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.